Now that summer is really here, more and more people can be seen walking around bravely outside their cars. I say bravely because this is a habit not without risk. The purpose of a car, apart from transportation, is to protect the occupants against the hazards of the outside world. The popularity of huge tank-like SUVs makes this clear. Once you leave your car, the biggest of those hazards is other cars. In any encounter between a pedestrian and a 3-ton SUV, the pedestrian is likely to come off worst. Pedestrian fatalities are at their highest for 40 years, and local organisations like Sidewalks for Safety have taken up the cause vigorously. Cars and pedestrians just don't mix. Pedestrians are slow, and slow is not good enough on today's anarchic roads. Drivers, who are invariably in a hurry, naturally feel that they own the road, and creeping pedestrians are trespassers. Pedestrians, who are almost all drivers themselves, feel the same way as soon as they set foot on the highway. "It's my road now," they seem to say, and walk fearlessly across. Walking in the city is a whole different experience. There you are part of an irresistible mass that sweeps you along from one place to another, whether you want to go there or not, and keeps you waiting, more or less obediently locked in the crowd, at traffic signals when you have to cross. The solitary or freestyle pedestrian in the suburbs has no such collective security and is altogether more vulnerable. There are many areas around here where locals and visitors like to walk. A harbour, a nature reserve and some charming streets, and an attractive shopping area. So as a driver, I encounter a lot of erratic pedestrians, while as a pedestrian, I'm at the mercy of drivers who may be busy looking at the scenery or at their phones. What astonishes me is the fatalism of many pedestrians. When they step out into the traffic, which they regularly do between and not on the well-marked pedestrian crossings, they almost always walk diagonally instead of straight across, looking fixedly away from the oncoming vehicles as if by ignoring them they will cease to exist. Parents with baby carriages tend to thrust the child out into the traffic stream ahead of them, presumably to check just how dangerous it is. And what happened to the old common sense rules we learned at school, that if you must walk on a highway, you should walk facing the traffic, and that it's not a bad idea to wear something visible? In an age of anxiety like ours, this fatalism about traffic hazards is hard to explain. Is risky pedestrian behaviour truly an abandonment of one's personal safety to fate? Or is it a kind of thrill-seeking activity, a suburban version of Russian roulette? Or is it magical thinking? Whatever it is, it's a dangerous game. There's no democracy on the highways, and the car is king. This is David Boucher.